This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
We are getting ready for LSU basketball tonight. The men are taking on South Carolina in the PMAC. 8 o'clock tip-off you can hear right on WWL 105.3 FM and the Odyssey app. To help us break it all down, Toy Loy Brown, LSU men's basketball and Southern Athletics reporter for The Advocate. Thanks for the time, Toy Loy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to chat about LSU.
Yeah, it's been a rough season for the Tigers, no doubt, and hopefully they can put together back-to-back wins tonight against the South Carolina team that's just as much struggling in the SEC this year. They still haven't won a game, but when you look at the Tigers' last matchup where they were able to, you know, come back and take down Oklahoma in a huge road victory on Saturday, definitely you feel like they got some confidence and may be able to build on that performance heading into tonight's game.
Yeah, no, that Oklahoma win on the road. Oklahoma is not a crazy elite team at all, but they're still a respectable team, better than LSU in terms of record. And to pull out that W, that's definitely a confidence builder. When I asked about McMahon on Monday about the team, just how do you keep this team able to play hard when they have one loss, two losses, seven straight losses, and he said it's hard. Like, he's not sugarcoating. It's difficult to keep players engaged. And a win obviously makes a player, makes the team overall stay engaged and play hard so they can get wins at home, hopefully against South Carolina, and going forward when they play Florida, maybe who's an elite team, and Tennessee, another elite team. But, you know, wins like Oklahoma, which, again, was on the road, they had a lot of things that didn't go their way in terms of health. They didn't have Tre'Davious Green, who stepped away from the program. You now find out the focus on his academics. They didn't have Corey Chester starting power forward. They didn't have Derek Fountain, another fifth-year senior, and they still got a win. That's they didn't have the best odds as far as what they had at their disposal, but to still win, they should feel really good about themselves because it looks like Corey Chester and Derek Fountain are going to play tonight.
One guy who is just an absolute stud, no doubt about it, for this team. Can't say enough about Cam Carter and what he's brought to this LSU men's team.
Yeah, Cam Carter, he was the hero of Oklahoma, in Oklahoma. He scored 7 points in 20 seconds. I'm not sure how many times if that's even happened by another SEC player this season at this point. He's an elite shooter. He's an elite shot maker as in the conference level. He had 24 of his 29 came in the last 10 minutes of the game. You wish he had a better first half, of course, but he still came through when it was most needed. And, yeah, Cam Carter, he's the leading scorer, of course, but he's also the heartbeat of the team. He has a really infectious energy when it comes to just being happy-go-lucky, being cheerful, crack a joke here and there. So to see him smiling again, I'm sure that brings a smile to the rest of the team. And obviously he's a heck of a player, and I'm sure they want him to show his stuff again against South Carolina.
Before we get to the rest of the schedule, what can you tell us about South Carolina? I know, you know, obviously, as Steve kind of mentioned, 0-12 in SEC play, just behind LSU in the standings. And I'll talk a little bit more about the SEC in just a second here. But give us a little bit of a breakdown of South Carolina entering this matchup.
Yeah, so South Carolina, their record is what the record shows. They haven't won a game in the SEC season. They're 10-15 overall. South Carolina's had a tough year. They still have talent. Their biggest piece is a guy named Colin Murray-Boyles. He's a 6'8", 245-pound forward slash center. More of a power forward in terms of his height, but he can play center if need be. And he's a potential, very likely in this year's NBA draft, a first-rounder. Really great defensive skills. He has the strength to body up with anybody who's bodying up Jahni Broome when South Carolina played Auburn. So that just shows you the level of muscle that he has. Also a really effective scorer. He's not someone that's going to be shooting a lot of perimeter shots. He has been working on the three-pointer, but he is leading the SEC in field goal percentage. He's willing to shoot mid-rangers here and there, but he's really an interior force. South Carolina also has a guy named Nick Pringle who brings some size as well. They have another guard, Jamari Thomas, a little similar to Jordan Sears for LSU. A quick guard, I think he averaged about 12 points per game. Sometimes he has it going where he can get hot here and there. But he's also a little bit mistake-prone if there's, let's say, two bodies in front of him, a little bit on the smaller end. But for LSU, they have to really be worried about the front court because Colin Murray-Boyles at 245, 6'8", he's at least 35 to 40 pounds heavier than all the bigs that LSU has at their disposal between Damon Collins, Corey Chess, Robert Miller. He may not be taller than those guys, but he's someone that's really strong, very high basketball IQ as well when it comes to quick decisioning and processing. So if LSU can maintain and hopefully not let Colin Murray-Boyles dominate physically and outwit some of the big men with whatever sort of fakes or defensive savvy that he has, then they have a good chance to win this and maybe win this convincingly.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
when you look at this LSU squad, what to you has been their biggest issue in games this season? What's been, I know injuries have been a factor for them this year, but just the guys that are on the court, what's been missing from this LSU squad?
Yeah, so there's definitely more than one thing for sure. If I had to put my foot on just one exact thing, their defense is better than their offense. So if their offense was, let's say, equally as good as their defense,
right,
that would make them a better team. And with offense in this era of basketball, whether it's the NBA, college, even high school, I'm sure, you have to have shooters. And LSU is short on shooters. Their second-best three-point shooter, Jordan Sears, who had a rough night last game Saturday. He played only 10 minutes, finished 0-for-4, his first scoreless game. But he's their second-best shooter at 33%, 32 three-point percentage. And after that, it tails off. Victorious Miller, who's been up and down, I think he's sort of turning up in terms of his confidence. He still is a sub 32% three-point shooter. Jaya Bailey, really an unsung player for LSU as far as how he's guarding the best player, but he's a sub 30% three-point shooter. Collins, sub 30%. Corey Chess hasn't shot a three all season. Robin Miller, who they want to shoot threes early on in the year, he's not able to make them. I think he has less than one or two in the year. So the shooting has been really disappointing. The team thought they would be better as a three-point shooting group. I think they're around 28% of the team, which is really bad. So they had better shooting. That would make life easier for a guy like Cam Carter, who is still shooting 41% amazingly, while teams are game planning just to stop them from getting open from three and hitting even mid-rangers. If I had to nail down one thing that would have changed a lot for LSU, would just be improved three-point shooting and just overall shooting.
It would also be nicer to not play in a conference as difficult as the SEC. And I mean, just looking ahead at their schedule, like after South Carolina, they host number 2 Florida, who I have on in the studio right now. They're playing Oklahoma. They're up big by like 18 points in the second half. Then they host number 6 Tennessee. They travel to face number 21 Mississippi State. They go to number 17 Kentucky, and they host number 7 Texas A&M to wrap out the season. That is a gauntlet. I mean, but the SEC has been a gauntlet all year in college basketball. It's got 9 teams ranked in the top 24 right now. It just feels like at this point, you know, you're hoping you can pick up the South Carolina win. But I was telling this to Steve yesterday, like when you're 2-10 at this point in the season, I think getting out of this with anywhere 4 to 5 wins would be an impressive win for Coach McMahon.
Yeah, no, if he gets the 5 wins, that'll be pretty remarkable given how they got the 7-game losing streak. They lost games that they should have probably won. Vanderbilt, they lost on a game winner to Ole Miss. They really messed up with Texas and Georgia. Those teams are unranked in the AP 25. Still solid teams, of course, but those were home games against teams that are not so much better in terms of talent-wise than LSU, and they dropped both those games. Pretty convincingly, Georgia was on the road. Texas was a 31-point loss at home, which was really bad. But, yeah, the SEC is a gauntlet. Like you said, South Carolina, they're the bottom rung of the SEC, but Florida, Tennessee, Kentucky, A&M a second time. It's really hard to squeeze out those wins. They can do it. If they have a hot shooting night, that helps your odds. If they're able to limit turnovers as well as crash the rebound, which is probably their biggest weakness outside of three-point shooting, that would help their odds a great deal. But, yeah, the SEC is no joke. Florida, like you saw, 18-point advantage over Oklahoma right now. Oklahoma almost beat that LSU. They were up by 13 at one point or a couple times during the second half against LSU. So, yeah, LSU has a really competitive schedule. Of course, that's just how the conference is. And, yeah, I think one thing that is in their favor, just mentally, they've been through the real downs of this year. They've been through a lot of just adversity with injuries, with guys just not really living up to what they probably wanted to perform at the level of their own standard. And at this point, 2-10, what do you have to lose? Just play your heart out. You can get it done. You have a guy like Cam Carter who can be captain clutch and make awesome threes and ones and 2 4-point plays in one game. So I think that's a little bit of a, I don't know, mentally, I think that kind of helps, even if they do feel a little bit of pressure being at home and wanting to beat out these good teams.
Torloy, curious what you thought of the report of LSU is going to be sticking with head basketball coach Matt McMahon. School also planning to increase the NIL budget after being one of the lowest spenders this past SEC season. Do you think McMahon's a guy that can lead these Tigers to the promised land? Well, or at least we're just trying to get to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, yeah. I saw that report. It's funny. I think that came out like 10 minutes before media availability with McMahon, and then someone asked about it. I didn't even see the story yet because I was in the car probably driving. But yeah, I think that's great if that's accurate, which I'm not doubting the accuracy of. I think it was Shea Dixon who reported it. That's really interesting, really good to know. I think McMahon is a good coach. He had success at Murray State with and without John Morant, who's obviously an NBA All-Star caliber player. This was a down year between injuries, between even early, this is sort of forgotten about, but Tyrell Ward, who was going to be a junior this year, he stepped away, literally found out 10 minutes before tip-off, stepped away due to mental health reasons. That was potentially a starter slash sixth man for LSU that they didn't have. So, yeah, I think McMahon, he had some roster stuff that made his job a lot harder. I think he's willing to make changes as far as trying to help his team have the best chance to win. So, yeah, I think giving him another chance and obviously helping the NIL budget is going to help him get transfers, of course. I think it's worth exploring. Nothing that I've seen, even with disappointing losses, I can't just squarely say that McMahon dropped the ball because he made 2-3 crucial mistakes. I'm not saying he's a perfect coach, but long story short, I think if that report is true, not doubting the accuracy, but if that report is accurate, of course, I think McMahon's staying. I think he has a chance to turn this around.
I think the NIL aspect of that report is also fascinating because Shea Dixon from On3 also mentioned, you know, they plan to increase the NIL budget for men's basketball because LSU and the other team that they're playing tonight, South Carolina, were the two smallest spenders in the NIL sphere over the offseason.
And
so
it's showing.
It's definitely showing at that point. If you just look at the standings, it's all you really need to look at. So committing to Coach McMahon, but also committing to help him roster building, I think is a big key to it as well.
Yeah, roster building is probably the most important part of coaching now. Obviously, you have to help players get better, but you have to get the right players in comparison to your competition. Teams like Florida, they have like three amazing guards and a whole lot of bigs that can run and score, shoot from outside. Alabama, they're loaded. Obviously, Auburn's number one team in the country for a reason. Yeah, you have to have, and in this era of college basketball, which is still evolving as we speak, you have to have some dollars in order to help encourage these highly talented players to come to your squad. So, yeah, the NIL aspect is extremely important.
And when you look at the home crowd, just curious, is the PMAC still rocking for these LSU games? Are fans still showing up despite the lack of success the team's having this season?
Yeah, I'm actually in my car. I haven't gone inside yet for the South Carolina game, but when it came to Mississippi, the heartbreaking loss on the game when it flipped back, right, it was rocking a good amount. The student section was filled for sure. I wouldn't say the 100% capacity, not close to that, but it's not less than half. I think it was definitely more than half, closer to that 65-70% range. I wouldn't say I haven't been here. This is my first year on the job, so I can't say I've seen it fully rocking when LSU is at that level of being good that a lot of fans will gravitate towards. But it's definitely gotten loud. I think there is still a roar when there's multiple big plays. This team is really athletic, so there's a whole bunch of alley-oops and dunks that do happen when this team is rolling, and that's when those big roars come. They have only had one win at home, so that's when I saw it at the loudest, when they beat Arkansas. I'm excited to see how it looks tonight, and if they win, I'm pretty sure that if they're winning for most of the game, I'm pretty sure it'll be rocking.
Thanks for the time today, Toy Lo. Hope you enjoy the game this evening. Tigers can maybe get back-to-back wins, get a little streak going. Appreciate your time and enjoy it. I know you're also a Bronx guy. Would assume you're a Yankees fan as well.
Yeah, went to high school about a 12-minute walk from Yankee Stadium. So, yeah, definitely a Yankees fan.
I won't hold it against you.
he's an Astros fan. I'm the Yankees fan here. So, definitely appreciate you, Toy Lo.
Thanks, Toy Lo.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Toy Lo Brown, LSU men's basketball writer and Southern Athletics reporter for The Advocate. I almost called him the head coach.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.